Good afternoon. It's 12:03. I'm Lori Kelman with the latest from the KBND newsroom. Governor Brown is moving Deschutes County and Crook County from extreme risk back to high risk for COVID. Jefferson County remains at high risk, and that means as of Friday, some of the indoor dining bans and other major restrictions will be lifted or eased up in both Deschutes County and Crook County. But the governor's warning Oregonians not to let their guard down. Oregon State University is going to be requiring students and employees to be vaccinated against COVID starting in the fall. Students who are enrolled exclusively in online courses won't be affected. The school's still working out the details of the program and just how students and employees will need to show that they've been vaccinated. And there will be an exemption policy allowing some people to go without vaccinations. The drive-through testing being conducted by Deschutes County Health Services and OHA continues this month in Deschutes County, but it's being held on Thursdays instead of Wednesdays, and it's at a different location than it was last month. It starts tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in downtown Bend at the Wall Street Services Building in the parking lot facing Wall Street. The testing's open to anyone. You don't have to have any COVID symptoms to be tested. You just have to wear a mask. You can pre-register online, but if you can't, they'll help you do it there. The testing will be held at the same place and time for the next three Thursdays in May. And the city of Bend's reviewing requests now for building permits tied to a major housing and retail development proposed for 7 acres at the corner of Southwest Century Drive and Colorado Avenue near Farewell Bend Park. City officials approved the application for Bend Village last fall. The 250,000-square-foot development would include restaurants, retail stores, condos, and hotels. Weather-wise, sunny and windy this afternoon, a slight chance of morning rain tomorrow, then turning partly cloudy in the afternoon, still windy tomorrow, and it's going to be warm for the next 2 days. A high this afternoon near 81, a high tomorrow 73. That's the latest from the KBND Newsroom. I'm Lori Kelman.